Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. Let's do this thing. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. A triple threat to Wicked Wednesday. At that, we're running the gauntlet. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's going to step up and in. Babano joins the fray. We're sending it to the Strip, but not the Vegas Strip tonight, to the Sunset Strip in honor of Eddie Van Halen. Earl Skakel steps up and in and breaks it down with us. I told you we are running the gauntlet just as the Tampa Bay Rays are running the gauntlet right now. They're one win away from the American League Championship Series. And, of course, the Rays dominated the Yankees throughout the regular season, and the domination continues. They win for the second game in a row, and they're now just a one win away from an American League Championship Series that the Oakland Athletics still have a chance of partaking in, as the Oakland Athletics live to play another day. A 9-7 victory, a high scoring game, 16 runs put up on the board. Overs have been a theme in the American League. We got another over in Tampa and the Yankees, three games, that's the three overs across the board. We're running the gauntlet just like the Atlanta Braves are getting it done. Very un-Atlanta-like, isn't it? So we're used to watching Atlanta teams fall apart, but the Atlanta Braves get it done 2-0. They still have one more win. They're not there yet. The Los Angeles Dodgers in San Diego, every bit as entertaining as we thought it would be. Cody Bellinger, unbelievable, this kid, who's been criticized for his postseason play in the past, goes deep and then prevents a ball from going deep. It has been a major impact for the Los Angeles Dodgers. We're going to break that down throughout the evening. Major League Baseball playoffs starting to get pretty cool right now as the matchups are starting to fall into place. Cam Stewart's going to give us some golf matchups this evening. Of course, everybody's excited, right, for the Shriners, Summerlin, Las Vegas. Come on, who is it? We're going to break that down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And Cam is now the MLS prop king as well. We're killing the MLS soccer. A broken clock, right, is right twice a day. Get into the National Football League. Tampa Bay Buccaneers beaten up, real beaten up. Point spread dropping quickly. Sports Rage Late Night has begun. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
And how much? $100? $200?
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Sports Rage, late night. Is anything a lock? Every lock has its key. Every lock has its key. Every rose has its thorn. Every rose has its thorn.
Has its thorn.
Earl Skakel will join us a little bit later on. And we're going to talk Eddie Van Halen. And we'll get and more with Earl. I'm sure the fly on Mike Pence's head will come up with Earl as well as Twitter is blowing up about the fly landing on Mike Pence's head. And let's just be careful about what we say about Mike Pence's only black friend, that fly. As that was the best tweet of the night out there. It's not my line. It's not my line, but I don't know. Some comedian, some writer, we'll give credit. We'll find the name of the tweet. But that seems to be, there's a million tweets about the fly. And I even tweeted right after. I said, well, I guarantee you, Jeff Goldblum, this guy's an opportunistic dude, man. Like this guy's, you know, find apartments, find a place to live and all that type of stuff. I said after that fly landed on Pence's head, I said, let me be the first to tweet out. You're going to see a story on the news tomorrow about how the movie The Fly was like the most searched and the search for the movie The Fly is up like 13,000,000%. And I said, Jeff Goldblum's agents are already finding a way to make money on this. And Jeff Goldblum is trending on Twitter now. Like, God, I'm good. We're also good at picking MLS winners, too. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart steps up and in. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Sporting Kansas City. I'll tell you, buddy, I'm glad you sold me that card today because I'll tell you, when I went to the lot, I was a little bit nervous, sweaty palms, didn't want to get ripped off. But you know what? You
I'm
sold
the best
me everything.
Car dealer
the weather. Oh, God, just the WeatherTech floor liners, the massage seat, everything, buddy. And I'll tell you.
Very happy with your purchase. Very happy with the ride.
Oh, buddy, I've never had a smoother ride ever. I'll tell you, MLS soccer, Gabe, let's put it in the repertoire every night.
No, that's when we'll get in trouble.
Exactly. Cue tomorrow.
That's one we'll inevitably get in trouble. But it really is amazing. We bring this up because on Game Time Decisions tonight, you know, it was a small, lighter night. You know, no football tonight, just a couple of baseball games. And I brought up the MLS. I said, ooh, there's a full slate of MLS soccer. But I also brought up about how I lost thousands of dollars betting on that MLS's back tournament. And since the MLS really is back and they're playing a regular season right now, I've been pretty apprehensive, as in apprehensive as if I've ignored it because I just lose all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, that tournament really, beat the car up. Yeah, that was like a car crash cam. The car was like totaled after that tournament. So, yeah, we backed off MLS. You know, NBA was going on. We had a lot of Stanley Cup, all that stuff. So me and Cam, I said, look, let's just pick one MLS game. Let's look at the board. I said, we'll find one MLS game. I said, look, there's Columbus and Montreal. They're going to go over 2.5. That's the one MLS play tonight. And then one turned into 10, literally. We ended up spraying the board.
And it was just, you know, one pick after another. And we even admitted that it was totally uneducated. Like, remember, we said there could be like a third string goalie. We wouldn't know. Like, you know, we don't know the lineups. We don't know the names of the players. We don't know. We're looking at the game. We're looking at the matchups. And honestly, but you were pretty good, Cam. And let's not sell ourselves short. We watched every one of the games in the tournament. So we know the teams. But I'm just stating, it's not like we put a deep handicap into it. We literally rattled off 11 MLS games. One turned into 11. And it's kind of unbelievable, Cam. But like as of right now, it's at 10-0.
You're telling me, buddy.
It's literally
we need one more goal. We need one more goal in the Earthquakes Whitecaps game, too. It's 2-0. Remember that game? It was 0-0 at the half. I'm like, yeah, I was going to tweet out, hey, me and Morency, you know, 9-1 or 10-1.
It's a clean sweep. It's a clean sweep. 11-0 in the MLS. Legendary. Legendary. Hey,
Sports Grid, Carmen.
Stat that.
You told me, you're like, hey, Cam, we should get Carmen Bianco on the show. I'm like, ah, we don't need Carmen, Gabe. We'll do it ourselves. I can't believe it, too. No, you know when it's your night, too? In that Chicago Sporting Kansas City game, Chicago had a penalty shot and they missed. I'm like, I go, this is finally, like, you know what I mean? You know, everything goes against us. And tonight I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, you're catching that late goal here. But here's the deal. We need to close out this Dodger. We got to close this Dodger game out.
Told me that Sporting Kansas City was a stupid name, and you came around on that. And then tonight you didn't want to bet on the MLS. You came around on this, and now you're a big Sporting Kansas City fan.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. I was wrong. Sporting Kansas City. The more I think about it, Real Salt Lake. That's the problem. You were right about Sporting Kansas City. I can deal with that, but get Real, like Real Salt Lake blows. Like that is the worst name going. You're right. I changed my opinion on Sporting Kansas City. It's not that bad. I think it's okay.
I call them Real Salt Lake. You can't call them Real. Like they're not in Spain. It's Real Salt Lake.
Yeah. Real Salt Lake.
Real Salt.
Who's pitching for the Dodgers here? Like we need an out. Like this is serious stuff going on right here.
All right, Cam. So, we brought you on for some golf winners. What do you have for us?
Yeah, Gabe, it's an interesting tournament today in the desert at TPC Summerlin. And here's the thing. This is the tournament where Bryson DeChambeau actually said, I want to get big. Hear the interview today. He's like, what inspired you, buddy? He's like, Happy Gilmore. He goes, I was watching Happy Gilmore, and the guy just murdered the ball, and I actually took it seriously. Then he started to work out. Can you believe that stuff, Moritz? The guy's watching Happy Gilmore, and then he turns into an absolute beast. But this tournament's easy. The scores are going to be really low in the desert, too. That's the thing. These guys, man, you can go everywhere, desert golf. Other than hitting rocks and cactus, it's going to be easy. But I'm not taking DeChambeau at 8-1. Patrick Cantlay is a guy, Gabe. He's been really bad recently, but take a look at his record here. Second playoff loss and a win. Those are his last three tournaments. So there's something about home cooking here in Vegas. He's 18-1. Colin Morikawa lives in Vegas. He's 16-1. But a guy that I really, really like, and he's off the COVID now, Scottie Scheffler. 30-1 is a great price for Scheffler, Gabe. This guy, he made the cut on the number last week, but I'll tell you, another week of golf, that's a good number for a guy that's contended in majors.
Yeah, there's some nice numbers. It's pretty nice. It's, you know what? There's some big names in this field, including Bryson DeChambeau, who makes his return for the first time after winning a major. So we've got DeChambeau, you know, not surprisingly, is the favorite at 8-1. Then there's a big drop off. Morikawa 16-1. Webb Simpson 16-1. Patrick Cantlay 18-1. Hideki Matsuyama 20-1. Matthew Wolf, 23-1. Ooh. Harris English, 28-1. And you mentioned Scottie Scheffler at 30-1.
I love Scheffler at 30-1, Gabe. Another couple guys that I think we should have our eye on. Joaquim Niemann, 45-1. This guy's on fire. A good tournament for him, too. You know, you'd look at the courses at Memorial and a couple others that play similar. This is good for him at 45. And I got a couple bombs for you, too. Aaron Wise, the wise man at 70-1. Denny McCarthy, a home game for him. A lot of these guys in Vegas, they know this course really well. They play there. And it sounds like a Texas Longhorn player, Gabe. You got to love it. Denny McCarthy and Maverick McNeely at 95-1. Sounds like a guy playing in the Red River Shootout.
Yeah, Maverick, we'll get into the Red River shootout after. So, yeah, Bryson DeChambeau comes back. We should note that Bryson DeChambeau, this is like a mini putt for him in Vegas. This is like a pitch and putt, mini putt for him. He's won here before. So he's won here before, Cam. He's played well here before. And in fact, like he's been pretty dominant on this course in the past, but there's not a lot of value. And when I say not a lot of value, there's no value there whatsoever. Tony Finau was a guy that a lot of people liked. The data liked Tony Finau coming into this tournament, but Tony Finau was a scratch. Webb Simpson now in play. We'll get more picks on the other side. Try to find a couple of top 20s on the board. Papano, Ian Cameron will step up and in as well. A wicked Wednesday. This is Sports Rage. Bet your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Sports Rage late night. You can insert a lot of different teams. I like to use the Atlanta Falcons. I think we should just insert, boy, that team sucked, the Atlanta Falcons. That team really did suck last night, the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Braves, have not sucked. Braves have been getting it done. The Atlanta Falcons are another story. We'll get into some NFL football a little bit later on. We've got Major League Baseball playoffs, NBA Finals returns on Friday. And, of course, the Lakers announced that they're going to be wearing their Black Mamba jersey. Of course they are. And just for the record, they are 4-0. But listen, if I was them, I would just wear it on Friday and on Sunday. Just wear it for the rest of the damn series, you know. But let's just be real. It's a great story, but, you know, they're just going to spin this. And, you know, they're just going to start selling more Kobe stuff right now. And it's, you know, more merchandise. You know, just another jersey to sell. All right, let's bring in Ian Cameron right now, a.k.a. Babano. Babano. What's up, Babano?
Hey, Gabe, Cam, Gabe, good to be with you guys. What's up?
Doing good, Babano. You're doing very, very well. Thank you. You threw me off with such a simple response, but I appreciate it.
Babano threw a change up there.
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Babano. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I say, yeah, you got Earl Skakel coming on later. We don't have time to lollygag here. You know, we got sports to break down. Let's get to work.
All right, so there's the word lollygag. All right, so we didn't see that one coming. So good job, good job. He came at it, lollygag. like lollygag. Like, where did you come up with that?
It's another word for time wasting.
I know, but like, why and how? Like, why do you? Where'd you get that word from, Babano? What, you like some like British soap opera or something? Like honestly,
not quite.
Like, who says lollygagging? You ever heard that word? I know I've heard the word, but.
Yeah, I've heard it.
It's not exactly used often, bro. Like in the modern century, I would say. My old hockey coach,
when I was a teenager, used lollygag, but that was in the day like the player goes, let's dance, and he wanted to like beat the piss out of the coach. Like you say, you're a lollygagger, and the guy's like, shut up, you jerk. And then
it is a hockey
go
term, yeah. Good call,
yeah, and then he threw a skate at the guy. Next thing you know, Morenci, we're in a bench-clearing brawl with the York Toros, and the cops came to the arena. That was after lollygagging.
Yeah. It's just... It's good. No, good. All right, thank you. I'm the one now that's been thrown off. Los Angeles Dodgers get it done. There was a scare, and there goes the run line, but you can't win them all. So the parlay hits. Dodgers up 2-0 right now, but San Diego backdoors it. Just like you can get backdoored in baseball too, guys, evidently. Like, that's the definition. San Diego just backdoored this run-and-a-half run line bet tonight.
Hey, it doesn't matter how pretty the baseball playoff win, just that you get it. And the Dodgers got it. That's all that matters.
All right, you know what? So I just want to your defense, Babano, our chat is lighting up right now with people saying that they use that term all the time.
What, lollygagger?
Yeah.
Just means you're lazy. Yeah. And a lollygagger is a lazy.
Not like this word hasn't been heard since the 1940s or something.
yeah. Yeah, it's like a grandpa thing to say. Like, I've never heard.
Not
I've
according
never heard
to the
anyone,
chat.
Dude, you think how old do you think people in the chat are? My listeners aren't 14 years old. I'll tell you that.
Neither am I, though.
Our demographic, we're a step. Our audience is like one step lower, a step younger than Fox News. And Fox News's audience are all in like the emergency room and like the death wards of hospitals. But that's besides the point. Yeah, all right. So like other people are dropping here. All right. You know what? Cause let me just clarify something here. I see that, you know, we've got Sports Grid, like we got a sort of moderator / timekeeper at nighttime. All right. They cut the clips and, you know, it's rapping. And I thought it was our boy Ventra in the chat. And I, because I see Sports Grid Radio, the official YouTube poster, says my mom says that all the time, and I thought it was Venture, and I thought that was kind of crazy that, you know, Venture's Italian mother calls him a lollygagger. It's George Kurtz, and George Kurtz saying, "Yeah, my mother, yeah, Kurtz, because you're old, and therefore your mother's older." Like I said, nobody under like the age of like, you know, I'd say 50, 60 uses that word. 70.
Yeah, I'm going to say 70 years old. I'd say the over under for lollygagger is 67 and a half.
Oh, it is Ventra. All right, it is Ventra. He's saying his mother is 55 and she uses it. Yeah.
I brought the term lollygag out of the attic, dusted off the mothballs, and made it a common phrase again.
No, it's not common. I'm shutting this lollygag thing down. I'm shutting it all down.
Yeah, let's move on. Enough lollygagging. Let's go.
Exactly. Enough lollygagging, Morenci. We'll get down to business. All right. All right, Cam. So you're saying Scotty Scheffler here, buddy?
I'm a big Scheffler guy this week. Big Scheffler guy. You know what? Here's the deal. Patrick Cantlay, actually, when you look at the metrics and everything, but my girlfriend one day, I remember we were just sitting there watching golf, and she loves golf and tennis. She goes, if you bet on Patrick Cantlay anymore, like, I'm actually going to, like, hit you. This guy always lets you down. I don't know what his story is, man, but he's an absolute clown. He takes about 20 minutes to hit a ball, but he's a great player, you know. But the thing is, Morenci, look at his track record here. Second, first, it's pretty good. His form is horrible, though. He's had a really bad year, just all over the place. But, you know, 18-1, Scotty Scheffler's the guy. He's over COVID. I think he's ready to rock. You talked about it, Tony Finau. I really liked him, but he's got COVID. I'd look at Scheffler at 30, Neiman at 45, and a couple other guys. Aaron Wise, the former Oregon Duck, at 70-1. And I like Eminem, McCarthy, and McNeely. Maverick McNeely, 95-1.
And we
Patrick
got breaking,
can't lay money on him right now.
Breaking news as well, as Cam mentioned, Tony Finau tests positive for COVID, and sort of that poor fly that landed on Mike Pence's head tonight also tested positive. The reports are now in. they've got to contact trace all the Flies' buddies right now, which is going to be very, very difficult to do. But Dr. Fauci's on it. We're trying to track down all the Flies in a Utah area. And just a quick thought on that.
Can we get the COVID app? Can we get the COVID app on the Flies' phones as well?
Like, honestly, like, that Fly right now is like the only Fly in America that people care about. It's like, how's the Fly doing?
Yeah.
It's Morency. He's got coronavirus. Think though, Pence probably got coronavirus. The Fly landed on his head. Now that Fly's flying around everywhere, giving other people coronavirus.
That's a good point. And these Flies, don't get tricked by them, right? They start off little small guys, then they get bigger, yeah, then they taunt you. I had a big Fly problem last week, man. I'll never forget, Morency, your old spare room during quarantine. I lifted up the blind. There was like 30 of them having a party on the ledge. Ding, ding, ding. Dead. I'm killing flies. These guys multiply. They have sex. They breed. I'm going to tell you, the only time you can get them is when they're real fat and slow. But you got to get every one of them, because if you leave them, you're done.
Now here's Gogster giving Cam some advice. So you got to get rid of the empty Pepsi cans.
Actually, good point. Now, actually, you know what it was, Gabe? That beer tower that I had with all the steam whistles. You know what? Those things, the flies like that. If you don't wash out your bottles, and I'm lazy, yeah, exactly. Right? We got shows to do. Exactly. That's where they live.
The bottles, you got to pour them out.
Yeah, hot water rinse for your beer bottles.
Yeah, exactly. That'll keep the bugs away and the smell down. Well, but Bano's quite the lush. You know you're an alcoholic, guys, when you're busting that out. And you're like, oh, yeah, we gotta rinse the bottles out.
I admit it, Gabe. That's the difference between me and Babano. Like, he thinks, oh, you know, I'm capping all day and I got my Japanese screen and, you know, you're going out for soup and fish and chips and stuff. The difference is, I tell you, mine's real. Like, after we do our three-hour show, Morency, the first thing I dream about more than sex is an ice-cold beer. A Kiermaier.
Backyard too. You really do have some super flies back there.
Oh, they're huge, man. They're steroid flies. Yeah, and they breed. And you know what they do? They have an attitude problem.
Like, still hanging around in your backyard?
It's a little bit cold for the wasp, but I got more problems. That air conditioning unit that I had, Gabe, I didn't really upkeep it well. I got a weed that is so thick out of that thing now, it's spread through the neighbor's fence. I don't have any hedge clippers. Like, my neighbors hate me. Like, they're just like, that lady's like cleaning her rugs every day. I got, like, you know, like spliffs, this, that, you know, cigarette butts. These guys come over, like, I'm a disgrace to the neighborhood. I really think they want me out.
The raging redhead. It's killing me. Just killing me. All right, just quick on this.
San Jose. Hey, Gabe, we hit the over. San Jose scored 3 goals. We're 12-0 in MLS tonight, Babano. Hey, how are your picks doing? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Perfect night. Me.
Wow.
I'll let you guys have all the fame and fortune when it comes to MLS, because I stay far away from that. You're not walking on my territory, but congrats.
But you stayed up, Babano. But then when there's a pandemic, oh, you're into it. Hey, you always take shots at soccer.
Yeah.
When it's convenient for you, you're back on the wagon.
Yeah.
Now,
by the way, Babano.
Out of sight, out of mind again, yeah.
And then Babano will be watching Babano. A soccer game and criticizing it like he's like the biggest soccer fan. Oh, this is unacceptable.
I got to tell you, Morency.
This is unacceptable.
What's up with Babano's levels, dude? Like, are you in a cave? Like, holy geez, man, you're just coming firing at me. I need earplugs.
No, normal. Same cell phone I always use.
Hot levels. Hey, Morency, is he coming in hot?
He's always coming in hot. Babano. All right, there's some football on the other side. Baseball and football. Sports Rage continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency. Rage all you want.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Just take it. I am Renzi. Cam Stewart kicking it with us. We got Ian Cameron throwing it down with us. Hot takes and hot soup with Babano. And speaking of hot picks, unbelievable. This MLS stuff, I'm blown away by this. So on Game Time Decisions, we just started rattling off MLS games. It was like, you know what? Let's jump in on this. Let's take this. Let's take that. And when you add it all up, Columbus Crew, Montreal Impact, over 2.5, winner. Philadelphia Union to win the game, winner. San Jose Earthquakes to win the game, winner. San Jose Earthquakes, Vancouver Whitecaps, over 2.5, winner. Seattle Sounders to win the game, winner. Atlanta United, Orlando City, under the number, winner.
Under.
New England Revolution, Toronto FC, under 2.5, winner. Houston Dynamo, FC Dallas, under 2.5, winner. Hell of a run.
Unders are just cashing at least in one sport these days.
That's hell of a run. I got to tell you, if the Dodgers run line could have cashed, it really would have been a sweet, nice little end to the night. But hey, can't win them all. At least we hit that parlay, that nice raise. We have nothing but winning these two nice little two-team bangers. And yeah, Babano, the overs have been a theme when it comes to baseball. So just tune in tomorrow. Cam's already handicapping the MLS card. Cam's like, oh yeah, we're going to hit it tomorrow.
Damn right we are.
Hey, if you're feeling it, stick with it.
Might have been beginner's luck, re-entry luck. They're trying to.
I agree, Gabe. I agree.
It's like we quit.
We should
doing
stay very far away.
We ran into the coke dealer and he told us, "Man, I got some really, really good stuff." And now we're hooked again. Yeah. It's like, hey, yeah, you got. We're like Disco Stu. Disco Stu got hicked on the powder in the 70s. Now we're hooked again.
That's what I told you. Everything was good, Morency, and then you saw me on the corner, like, "Hey, Cam, how you doing? Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. First time's free, right? You're just coming out to me." And I'm like, hey, MLS, I'll tell you, it was a great night tonight, just like the WNBA. We should probably shut the door. But you know, we're going to be bored tomorrow night at around 7 before the football game, and we'll dip in.
I think there's college tomorrow, too, though. So we got more on the take. All
actually,
right,
I don't even think there's MLS tomorrow. These idiots day off. Don't they play like 13 games?
The entire league just played tonight, Cam. What do you want from them?
That's what I'm saying. There's no games. It's perfect. We're done. There's no games.
Back Saturday. Yeah, Saturday will be a full slate. But then there'll be college football, so you won't want to bet MLS. Atlanta Braves and the Marlins. All right, so I'll throw it to you in a second, but battle. Cam, you say you're taking the Marlins. You like the Marlins to avoid a sweep in this series?
Yeah, I do. The Atlanta Braves have been great, and we have them in the series, Gabe, but Sixto Sanchez is a good pitcher, and I'll tell you something, Kyle Wright, he's all right, but you know what I mean? He's the weak link to the Atlanta Braves. You're getting plus money with these guys. I saw the interview with Mattingly tonight. I just think this team's not going to quit. They got a lot of grinders on their team. Wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta won in 4, so I got to take the, it's almost plus 120. Give me a shot with the Miami Marlins. Let's go swimming with the fish.
What are you saying, Cameron, about this one here? What do you think about Game 3 of this series? I've been on the Braves in both games, guys, but with trepidation. Like, I keep taking them in parlays because I'm like, oh, I don't really want to lay this number. But I keep winning the parlays starting off the day with the Braves. What do you make of Game 3, Babano?
Yeah, so I know in the Cubs series, I was on the Marlins twice, and I said they're live against the Cubs because I don't trust them as big chalk, you know, and they've not responded well to playoff pressure. Coming into this series, I said, though, Atlanta's going to be tougher, better lineup, more potent, going to be tougher for Miami, and it's been that way. I think they avoid the sweep, though, tomorrow. I mean, they've got Sixto Sanchez going. He's been very good. And you look at Atlanta, they've got Kyle Wright going. He's been their worst pitcher of the guys they've sent out so far, Anderson and Fried. Wright's worse, much worse, 5.21 ERA. He's not pitched well against the Marlins, over 6 ERA in his career against them. I don't think Miami's coming back to win 3 straight, but I do think they've got the edge in tomorrow and can stay alive at least for one game and force a game 4. So I like Miami, too, with the plus price.
All right, so both Cam and Babano say the bottom feeders avoid the sweep. There's no line right now, guys, for the Astros game. I'm not seeing anything out there. I don't think either team knows who's pitching. And we talked a lot about Zach Greinke earlier in the week.
Now they're saying Zach Greinke's hurt. So, like, before we were baffled. And George Kurtz, and Kurtz is in our chat. Me and Kurtz spent, like, a full segment on this. We were baffled about, like, come on. And you and I talked about it, Cam. It's like, there's no way you're benching Zach Greinke. I guess, you know what? Dusty just is old school. He didn't want to admit he was hurt. So they finally just said, listen, he's got a problem.
And they hey, left, man, they left it's it smart, that, Gabe. Like, it's smarter. Look what Houston did with Greinke compared to the morons with San Diego and Clevenger. You know what? Dusty Baker gets it. Sometimes you got to go old school. This kid was not ready to pitch. Zach Greinke, he's been through a lot too. It's like, man, I'm not going to throw this guy out there if he's not ready. And look what happened. It's eight. They're still up 2-1 in the series. As for the Padres now, you throw Davies out there. Clevenger's done. Even if they advance, say they miraculously win 3 games in a row. That's not happening. But they can't even have him in the next series. Horrible managing by the Padres, man. It goes down. Him and Boone with the Yankees. Failure.
Yeah, they're freaking out in New York right now. You know, yesterday, last night, of course, Boone overreacted and pulled Garcia early in the game, and then Hap got lit up. Then tonight, as I predicted, he left Tanaka in too long because last night he pulled a pitcher through.
Tried to overcompensate is what he did. Yeah,
exactly. He's overthinking. Cam had a good reference earlier. It's like a gambler on tilt, right? You know what I mean? You're at the blackjack table. Whatever you do is wrong. And that's the thing with Boone now. Yep. He screwed up 2 nights in a row, Bando. You know what I mean? In different ways. It was like last night, dude, what would you do that for? You could have, like, if you start the kid, let him get through the lineup here. Give him 9 outs at least here. All right? Like, don't panic. And he did. And then Hap gets lit up. And then tonight, he's like, well, you know what? I trust Tanaka. Thing is, guys, Tanaka gave up 6 runs in his last start. Tanaka's hit a wall. Like, if anyone should have had a quick hook, it should have been Tanaka. Yep. And the kid
would have done fine. Yeah, Davey Garcia had a good first inning last night. Yeah, he gets the quick hook. Fine. It's ridiculous. It's backwards.
Yeah, he would have been fine. They don't even know him. No one knows Garcia. He's only got 34 innings of tape. Like, you don't really know what he's throwing. Everyone knows what Tanaka's throwing, and it's pretty clear. Tanaka's got dead arm right now. Yep. Or he's tipping his pitches. Because he's getting hit hard, guys. But now, now the Rays are 1 win away. And, you know, I love this. I love this everyday stuff. I love the games every day. There's no days off. It's great stuff. Love it's a real it. Battle of a war of attrition here. I think, to me, Cam, to me, the Rays better win this game or they're going to lose the series because the Cole comes back, right, in game 5 if it gets to 5. The Rays need to finish these guys off. You need to finish them off.
Yeah, they do, Morenci. But here's the thing, too. Like, we talked about a nice, smooth Kiermaier beer. A Bock at 6.8%, but it goes down smooth. The guy had a 317 average against Tanaka. So Boone, obviously, this guy, I don't know what the hell's going on with this guy's head. Tomorrow they got Montgomery going against Thompson. Thompson, it's going to be a spot start for the Tampa Bay Rays against Montgomery. I'll tell you something about Montgomery. You don't need to know. There's not much to talk about other than he's not that great of a pitcher. I think I'm going to go back to the Rays at plus 123. You know what? Sign me up with both dogs tomorrow. Miami Marlins plus 128 and the Rays at plus 123. We bang, go 1-1. We make money. We go 2-0. We're partying, Gabe. Then more MLS on the weekend. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Gotta love it. Ryan Thompson, 1 save, 4.44 earned run average, 23 strikeouts on the season. Yes. He's the guy to put to do, like, dear God.
Like, love, like Thompson. Said,
it's going to be one of those opener. It's going to be one of those opener deals for Kevin Cash. He's going to pitch an inning or two, and then the bullpen relievers for Tampa Bay, and they've got a lot of them. They've got 6 or 7 guys at least to control high 90s and miles per hour.
I think you can go with your starters. Like, you're not using them again. You know what I'm saying? You know, for an inning or two. Like, this is all hands on deck.
You know what's better than Flex Seal? Thompson's Water Seal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm keeping it simple with Rays Yankees tomorrow. I mean, what are the Yankees now? 5-0 to the over here in the playoffs. Another one tonight. I've been betting them, and I'm sticking with it. I'll be on over 9, 9.5, I think, now the total. But I think runs again. Like Montgomery, the last time he faced the Rays in September, he didn't even get out of the first inning. 0.2 innings, 4 runs allowed. It was an ugly start for him. Tampa Bay should be able to get to him early. The Yankee bullpen doesn't have the depth it used to. Thompson, I don't trust him against the Yankees. And then behind them, they're going to have to use a lot of relievers. I'm just going to keep it simple and look for runs once again.
Ian Cameron kicking it with us. All right, we got a couple of more minutes with Cam. Well, Baban will hang around with another for another segment in level two. We got Earl Skakel stepping up and in. It's a full house. You guys get spoiled on the quickest 120 minutes in sports in the late night hours. So the Houston Cougars are finally going to play their first football game, guys. They've been waiting. Houston Cougars come in with an 0-0 record in this game against Tulane. Tulane, 2-1. Houston laying 6.5 points in this football game. But Bano, I'll throw it to you first. Total 60. Tough to gauge a football team that hasn't played a game yet.
Yeah, on paper, they could be one of the most improved teams in the country. They've got 19 starters back. Their defense should be much, much improved. The offense brings back Clayton Toon, you know, a quarterback that's been in the system with Dana Holgorsen there for a couple seasons now. Of course, played behind De'Arik King last year, who, of course, has now gone to Miami, so he's the starter. Tulane beat Houston last year. Tulane ran the football down Houston's throat. So on paper, Houston's defense is supposed to be better. They couldn't stop the run last year, and that's Tulane's strength. They replaced their Keon Howard, their quarterback, the last game finally because he wasn't playing well. Michael Pratt came in against Southern Miss, and he looked great. 66 points they rolled up. He'll be the starter here in this game against Houston. I know Houston's got the revenge factor, but if you look back at last weekend, Arkansas State, Memphis, I know there's a couple other examples. Teams that have had a long layoff, they didn't play well. They went down straight up and against the spread. It bothers me that Houston hasn't played a game yet. First game of the season, all their games canceled due to opponents having COVID-19 issues. I could only look Tulane plus the points here. I know Houston's looking like a really good team on paper. We haven't played a game yet, and it's early October, and Tulane's at three games already. That's rhythm that I think Tulane has an edge in playing rhythm, and it could show up. And again, they don't have to win the game, just hang within a single score. So I kind of like Tulane.
Yeah, well, you know, you talk about all these people back for Houston. That's the thing in college football. Is it good news or bad news? You have a bunch of kids back that happened to be the worst Houston Cougar football team in the last 15 years last year. Cam, give me Tulane plus the points in this football game.
Breeze Company, give me the green wave to make more green stacks. Babano, that was a very thorough explanation. Just give me Tulane. I don't even know what Babano's talking about. Sounds like he knows it. Just give me the points with Tulane.
And Tulane's analysis. Off a bye week, and Fritz off a bye has been good as well in the past with this Tulane team.
Listen, you got a team that's played three games already. That's a good football team. A very good, good underdog against a team that's had five consecutive games canceled. The Houston Cougars haven't played a single football game yet this year. It's kind of a tough spot to be in. And I don't know, you know, if they're going to be able to dial this thing up and how quickly they'll be able to dial this thing up. The raging redhead Cam Stewart, he's always dialed up. We'll get him on game time decisions tomorrow. NFL football. Buccaneers and Bears tomorrow night. Cam, we'll break it down.
Yes.
You got it, buddy. Been a long one. Have a good one, Babano. Say hi to
good
Earl
night,
for me, Gabe. Later, guys.
Sports Rage, late night continues. We'll get more college football on the other side with Babano, Earl Skakel, level two coming up. All that and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Trey's late night continues. Thanks to the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Always great when Cam kicks it with us on Wednesdays. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, throwing it down with us tonight as well. We'll talk a little college football. Houston Cougars haven't played a game yet. But to get Tulane, they're laying the points. Houston, ton of returning starters and all that. And you know what? They had a good recruiting class, as Babano stated. They like what they're doing and all that type of stuff. The De'Arik King thing, you know, last year was just kind of a crazy and weird year for them. They're better than that. I get it. But I'm not ready to lay points. And I'm not saying this is the bet of the weekend or anything like that when it comes to college football. But I agree with Ben. I'm not ready to be laying points with a team that hasn't played yet against a scrappy Tulane team. So this week, Babano, the big game of the week, we only got a couple of minutes, and takes you a couple of minutes to break them down. So we'll save the Clemson-Miami game for after. So I'll throw the Red River shootout at you here, which I do think it's going to be a shootout. And normally I'm on the Sooners in this game, but they really can lose three games in a row. Texas's offense is pretty much unstoppable. I don't know if the Sooners are going to be able to keep up. I do like the over. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go anything but over in terms of the total. You got two bad defenses. Well, Texas defense wasn't good last week. I mean, Max Duggan and TCU had a lot of success against them. Oklahoma's defense has now been ripped apart by K-State and Iowa State now in back-to-back losses. First time they've lost back-to-back regular season games since the late 90s. That tells you how long it's been since that's happened. But it doesn't look like the same Oklahoma group. I like Rattler. He's been good. Offensively, they've got some pieces. I think the O-line's a little bit iffy. The defense has actually regressed big time, and it's not like Oklahoma had great defenses the last few years, but they look even softer and worse on that side of the ball. And here we go again, Gabe. Tom Herman is a dog. You know you're going to hear that again. Problem is he's not getting as many points as he normally does in this matchup, but I don't love it as much as I normally do, but Texas for me if I'm betting this game.
Oklahoma's beaten them four of the last five times. I mean, this will be rock bottom for the Sooners. Like, Sooner Nation's not going to be happy losing three in a row with the third one being to Texas. So, you know, this is a back-against-the-wall type of game. But I love the over in the game as well. More of Urbano and Earl Skakel on the other side. Bring it.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.